Well, Stephen Caranda and Maddie Fox were finally here at the end of the campaign, and the governor's race remains a dead heat as the candidates make their closing arguments.
And Republican Chris Kobach is sticking to a familiar theme in the final days. That's been immigration. Like President Trump, he's been talking a lot about this caravan of Central American refugees heading north towards the U.S. and calling for an end to birthright citizenship. He's been making the cable news rounds supporting President Trump's proposal to do that. And he has a new ad on television calling his Democratic opponent, Laura Kelly, an open borders extremist.
She voted to let illegal aliens have welfare benefits and to give them in-state tuition rates, too.
If you want to stop illegal immigration, stop rewarding illegal immigration.
So Kobach is sticking to the familiar theme of immigration, even though polls are telling us that education is really what's top of mind for Kansas voters. But immigration is really what he's built his career on and appeals to his base.
So, Matt, he may not be working very hard to expand that base, maybe.
It doesn't look like it. And that's a theme that we've kind of seen throughout the election, that he's really working on getting that base.
Getting them out.
And not as much on moderates like Laura Kelly is. Speaking of Laura Kelly, she's also pushing a familiar theme in the final days of the campaign that a vote for Kobach is a vote to go back to Brownback, former Governor Sam Brownback, that Kobach is Brownback 2.0, Brownback on steroids. And the Kansas Values Institute is helping her make that case with this ad.
Raise your hand if you think Sam Brownback was a good governor.
That's a really interesting ad. It features a moment that occurred during a recent debate in Wichita. For a few very awkward seconds after the moderator posed the question about Brownback, the candidates, they just stood there. And then Kobach ever so slowly raised his hand with kind of a pained look on his face.
So it would seem pretty reluctantly.
Yeah, could be.
So independent Greg Orman was also very much campaigning in that debate. He was taking shots at Kelly and Kobach while very defiantly resisting calls for him to stop campaigning and throw his support behind Kelly.
That's really been a theme we've seen from Orman recently, is as he's faced additional pressure to drop out because polls show him in a distant third, he's been taking that kind of feisty, on-the-offensive track and making no indication he's going to drop out. One recent poll showed that Kelly would be leading Kobach if Orman was not in the race, so at least that poll says that Orman is helping Kobach by staying in the race.
Yeah, and former Republican State Senator Tim Owens was one of Orman's earliest and strongest supporters. He told me in an interview that Orman promised his inner circle that he wouldn't be a spoiler, told them that he would reassess his candidacy in early October if it was clear he couldn't win. But when that didn't happen, Owens quit as campaign treasurer and he threw his support to Kelly.
We certainly don't want to have an extremist like Kobach that I feel would be very detrimental to the state.
Shifting gears here real quickly, Stephen, a lot of other competitive races, the 3rd District congressional race between Sharice Davids, the Democrat, and incumbent Kevin Yoder, that's getting a lot of national attention. But so, too, is this 2nd District race in Kansas between Republican newcomer Steve Watkins and Democratic veteran Paul Davis. You've been crunching some numbers about that race, haven't you?
I have been. Actually, in the 2nd and the 3rd District, I was just looking at Open Secrets this morning, which compiles campaign finance data. And in both the 2nd and 3rd District, the total of money raised by the candidates and outside group spending is between $15.5 and $16 million. And that's in each district. Compare that to the recent years we've seen, and you'd be looking at between $2 and $6 million. So just a huge increase in the amount of money spent on these districts.
And it's not all about money, although that's very important. It's also about voter excitement, Maddie, and you've been checking into that, particularly over in the 3rd District, right?
Yes. In Johnson County, I talked to Election Commissioner Ronnie Metzger, who said that every day since the end of August, they've been breaking their records for voter registration. And it's not just registration. They're also changing their addresses or affiliating with a party, which would seem to suggest that we've got a lot of very engaged voters ready to vote.
Yeah, and that's not true only in Johnson County, right, Stephen?
I believe Sedgwick County has also broken their voter registration record. And the last I heard, in Shawnee County, if they haven't broken the record, they're at least very close to it.
And so very tight races, a lot of money being spent, all of that, I think, translates into maybe a very, very late election night.
Say it ain't so, but yes.
We'll see.
All right. Thank you both.
Thanks, Jim.
Thank you.